Rise and shine, St. Louis. It's the Ryan Kelly Morning After with Tim McKernan, Jimmy the Cat Hayes, and Doug Vaughn. It's time to start your day off right. Now, here's Tim, Jim, and Doug, live from the Gateway Buick GMC Studios on the all-new 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com.
7:06 in St. Louis. You are listening to the Ryan Kelly Morning After on the all-new 590 The Fan, KFNS, Timothy Michael McKernan, Doug LaSalve and Vaughn, and the Plow Iggy Monster. Doug, to your left is an empty chair.
I noticed that. What the heck happened to him? He's a no-show. Stuck in traffic.
He is I and I am him. Slim with the tilted grin. What's my name? Snoop Dogg. Was that 90?
I don't know. I don't know what year it was.
Three?
I didn't know who did it. Never heard the words before.
Well, hold the cat accountable.
Okay, I think we probably should. That 270 gets stacked up this time of day.
I wonder what happened. CMOS, we tried to go to you yesterday in that booth. Let's see if it has been fixed, shot and fixed to you.
Russ, hello, CZ.
Audrey. But I walked in, and the Sea Monster said, the cat is running late today. That's how the Sea Monster talks. The cat is running late today.
Can you boys hear me?
Yeah, just and it barely. Sounds good.
Speak up a little bit.
I'll turn up my volume a little bit.
That's better, nice. CZ.
The cat called me. He was very frustrated with himself. I guess either he forgot to set the alarm, or maybe the dreaded snooze button came into play. But he woke up a little late and was leaving his house at about, I think, around 6:45.
Oh, he'll be fine. He'll be here within 10 minutes.
No, I have to have the snooze button. I can't just wake up as soon as the alarm goes on.
I know that.
I hit it a couple times.
It doesn't make me feel any better. So even though I'm completely out of it, when my alarm goes off, I just get up. 4:40 today, baby. But then I have a couple pots of coffee and watch some porn.
A couple pots?
Cups. Pots. Oh. Nurse.
Yeah. That's a lot. That'd be a lot of coffee.
Yeah, but I probably do have 2 to 3 cups for the rills.
I wish I could. Looks good. Smells good. Tastes like hot paint. No, I need that alarm. I need to hit that snooze button a little bit and then go back to sleep. Wake up. There it is again.
Well, the exciting thing for you is you are in the first of 5 hours of radio that you will be doing. You're weeping.
No, okay.
Tonight, join us. Join Doug. Join myself. Yeah. Join the Plowmaster General of the Post. Join Iggy. Join the Seamaster. Join really all of America. And, of course, the delightful producer, Joe. He will make a glorious return tonight. The Post and Creve Corps. That's where we will be for TMA Live tonight.
What time does that start?
6:37, somewhere in there.
6:37. Is there a reason that Joe is making an appearance? Is it a special performance?
I always like to have some form of a hook. And producer Joe, I get all these, why don't you guys have Joe? Well, Joe works, and I think he works early. So oftentimes when we're talking or when Iggy talks about his banishment from the Fantasy Baseball League, he will text me during the show, but he's not available to fill in on the show. So this is an opportunity for producer Joe to join us since the nighttime is the right time.
How can I prevent my anus from bleeding?
And we'll talk about issue. That'll be a key issue this evening.
What do you say? Hannah Ray will be there along with Michael Gaines. Doug, they are the Inside STL news team.
They're covering this as a news story, are they?
I mean, isn't it a news story?
Are they going live?
I don't think we have sat truck capabilities yet.
Well, you don't even need that. Just cell phone will do it.
Oh, I kind of been pushing to get a sat truck.
Okay. Yeah, you might as well spend $1 million when you don't need to.
I think a sat truck's probably more than that, wouldn't it be? Who knows? I don't know.
Yeah, they used to be about that. And every station had one. Had to have one. And then almost overnight, they became obsolete.
Is that right, really?
Pretty much, yeah. Well, you know. A slight exaggeration, but it went from you just have to have this to go live from anywhere that you can't reach a station with microwave distance. And now, you know, with cell phones and backpacks, you can go live from anywhere. So that's one expense you won't be facing with the news team.
I see that the news team, I'm posting this right now on the TMA fan page, interviewed you and the cat. Really the polarization, it's like talking to Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump. because two different perspectives on the email of the day.
I would think so. Yeah, I'm pretty much against it for obvious reasons. You know, someone needs to stand up and point out just how hideous the thing is. But, you know, if it's sponsored, we'll play along, I guess.
It's actually not sponsored right now.
It isn't sponsored right now.
So why don't we just yank it?
Well, yeah, that'd be fine.
Maybe we need to threaten the audience by saying, if somebody doesn't sponsor, we're getting rid of email today.
Yeah, boy, that would hit them right where they live.
Yep.
Well, it's our chance to talk, and it's our chance to realize just what kind of heinous thoughts many of these people have every day.
All right, I'm posting it now. You can go watch the video. I'll tweet it out too, baby. I'll tweet it out.
All right. Well, the cat just walked in. Rubbing your eyes, still sleepy.
I owe all you gentlemen an apology.
It's not a huge deal.
No,
I mean, usually this is when the show starts.
I know, but I don't like it.
You like to get in here at 6 o'clock to just sit around. That's your thing. You've been doing that for 12 years.
I get in and I write out notes of how I can couch a Cardinal loss into something good.
Right.
Even in the off season, as you well know, Tim. But I apparently didn't set my alarm, and I have a body clock, not like Flavor Flav, but internal, and I always get up anyway, even if I forget to set my alarm. Didn't happen today. So
you woke up, and it was what time, about 6:30?
6:40, I gave my undercarriage a quick scrubbing. I think we all do that.
Sometimes a tug.
And then I had some Telemore due. That's how I start my day.
Woke up with a glass of whiskey. All right.
And then I'm listening to you guys kind of, you know, just...
attack you.
Just let it sit out there, and I'm thinking, they need me.
Yeah, we were off to a rough start.
Yeah. So I...
not much going on.
I mean, I hit 55 coming here. Usually for an older gentleman, that's kind of fast.
Stayed in the right lane, I hope.
Blinker on the whole time.
Yeah. We're getting there. I think maybe by the time we get there, cars will probably drive themselves. Maybe we won't have to worry about it so much.
That's already going on, man.
I heard you talking about satellite trucks and how when you were a child, candy cost a penny.
Yeah, you could get a peppermint stick for about a penny.
If you want to see the video of the cat and Doug, the polarization, really, of the email of the day, that is up on the TMA fan page. Join it on Facebook. I also tweeted it out. But then also... yesterday, Doug, you left your jacket here, and Travis Terrell picked it off. So there is a question, a Paul, is that what you say, a Paul?
Paul, P-O-L-L.
Who wore the look better, like for Travis, share for Doug? Travis is wearing your coat.
And then I saw Audrey Dahlgren of Channel 5 had the coat on.
I saw that as well. I don't know Audrey, but I guess she was doing the show The Heavy Hitters last night. She joins those boys every now and again.
She must have.
And then I saw some Dino had it on, which was weird.
Did he? Well, I'm happy to share it if it does get cold in here from time to time.
Yeah, dress in layers.
Yeah. Well, you have to.
It's my credo.
Nor'easter blows in, and you better have some sort of wrap.
Here's what we got on the show for you. Outside of talks of Alberta Clippers, we will have Carter Hutton. He's a netminder, and he's presented by GFI Digital. That's at 8:15, and then Chuckles Marlowe is going to be with us. I guess he is going to be in transit. You like that, in transit?
Not really. He's driving somewhere, probably.
Oh, is he going to drive?
Well, I don't know, probably.
Drive to Cleveland?
Oh, he's going to Cleveland.
I mean, he was in Cleveland, but...
I think he's in the Aquafox.
What's Cleveland to Chicago? What kind of drive is that? That probably isn't that bad, right?
I wouldn't think it's too bad. 8 or 9 hours, probably.
Across Ohio and Indiana, and then you're right there.
Yeah.
You think it's 8, 9 hours from Cleveland to Chicago?
Well, maybe not quite that.
I'm going to ship 5 hours.
5 hours, 23 minutes.
Yes.
How many miles you got there, Plowsy?
Yes.
343.
Via
I-90 West.
Yeah, well, you could drive that fast, and you could fly it, probably, after you sit around and wait in the airport for an hour and a half.
Plowsy, is that your soda over there?
Yeah.
That's something different, right? You don't usually bring a big bucket of soda in.
Yeah, it was something different. I saw the vanilla extract that they had at the QT, so I wanted to make a vanilla Dr. Pepper.
Good for you.
So
vanilla Dr. Pepper and a big cinnamon roll. You treat your body like a darn temple.
I don't care what I put into my body, Doug.
What about man?
I'm against man.
Oh, Timmy.
People ask questions.
That's a guy I would date, because look at what he's eating.
not taking care of himself, perfect.
You would date Plowsy?
Todd, that'd be great for the show.
Somebody unhealthy.
Well, that'll catch up with you if you eat that for too long.
Oh, look at him.
I'll be fine, Doug.
He's got no meat on his bones.
Yeah, but we were all skinny in our 20s, weren't we?
Yeah.
Almost 30, I guess. Are you?
27, baby, aren't you?
Closer to 30 than my 20s, or my early 20s, if that's what you were referring to.
Well, maybe you're good then. Maybe you just have that DNA. You'll be thin your whole life.
And I like that about you, that you're adventurous. Mm. You stop by the Quick Trip and you say, yeah, vanilla Dr. Pepper, count me in.
Yeah, don't mind if I do.
They had a little shootout at the QT where I go to the other day.
Who won?
Neither guy got hit.
Then we all won.
Got a carjacking, and the guy being carjacked pulled out a gun and started shooting the carjacker, who returned fire, and bullets flying everywhere. Nobody got hit, thankfully.
That's the one you go to?
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Kind of scary.
You sure it just wasn't an argument over whether or not they should get the cinnamon roll?
No, I don't think that was it.
It's like one guy said, I'm going to get the cinnamon roll. The other guy said, you treat your body like a Dern Temple. Bang, bang.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, I'm excited for tonight, Tim.
TMA Live at the Post. Doug, hey.
Yeah.
You finna get that cheesesteak?
Well, maybe I will. That'll be about dinner time, won't it?
No.
Yeah, maybe I will.
They have some good fries there, too.
What sort of fries they have?
You know, my philosophy for tonight is it's live, live. It's all the way live. Forget about your troubles in your 9 to 5. You just sail along.
Exactly. Grandmaster
Flash.
Sail along.
It's live to tape.
And then tomorrow, so 7 to 9, you'll hear our TMA Live broadcast, which we will tape this evening at the Post in Creve Coeur. Come on by. The water is warm. And then from 9 to 10, Doug, you'll hear Swope's Picks, the Ask Lawrence edition.
Okay. Well, maybe I'll get to hear it then.
Make sure we were running the Ask Lawrence edition.
That was a special edition, was it?
It was a very special edition.
Well, maybe I'll get to hear it then, because I don't wait up a lot till midnight.
I was on his
Saturday.
Show yesterday.
How was it?
He's smart.
He's got a hell of a memory.
Like, he's asking me questions about the 2011 Cardinals, and I was like, yeah, I'll get back to you on that. I got to double check. You know, like, he's asking specific things. And then he is a total Tim Lemming, because he's like, you know, the great thing about it is, you know, Tim knows so much about baseball. And I was like, I don't have a bell at home.
Did he say that?
To ring.
Did he say that?
And then he was like, you know,
he's grabbing the suspension.
And then he's like, and then Doug, and then, you know, Doug really has a lot of baseball insight. And I go, which Doug is that?
Mm.
Doug the Sensei's?
Oh, yeah.
And then
Orioles.
And he was very, he had high praise for you. And then he was like, and, you know, you cover the games.
Mm.
He said that to you, didn't he?
Not in so many words.
I was going to put his name on.
Tim McKernan is like that. He knows everything.
Okay. I was going to put Swope's name on the Thorough Lemmings list, but I see he's already there in third place behind only the Plowboy and Iggy.
But I guess the overriding point is that he's a smart guy.
Doug,
you could tell
that.
Just talking to him.
A smart guy because he listens to this show and knows a lot about this show.
No, I mean that might be a negative, but he is a smart guy.
Really?
And he's asking you like legitimate questions, and I'm like,
he like studies this show.
Yeah, and the subject matter at hand. So he's like, now who was it that on August 4th? And I'm like, I didn't prepare for this.
What?
Well, I'm looking forward to listening to it. I enjoy listening to that show. You know, I have the numbers on the downloads, as in how many times each show here on the station's been downloaded. Mm-hmm. Because, of course, secretly, we all know if I ever make changes, it's personal and I'm keeping somebody from being a star.
I would think
you've been
so.
Operating that way for years.
However, sometimes, and most of the time, again, it's a personal agenda. But sometimes the decisions are based on dollars and downloads because those are tangible pieces of data. Nonetheless, I was taking a look at the downloads. The cat I'll show you because I don't want to. Let's see what we got here. Ba-da-da.
That's one of those graphs that has.
It is actually.
Wow, it's a pie chart.
Yeah.
Yeah, I enjoy a good pie chart.
So this is from September 1st through. October 24th, 2016, the station started on September 1st, and so 536,013 downloads of this radio show, Doug. 351,669, the sum of the unique downloads. And, of course, that doesn't factor in those listening on the radio.
And then this is weird because this is all business, and then there's like a percentage hot guys, which you don't usually see for a lot of business.
Now, what would be the difference in a download and a unique download?
Unique IP address.
So there's 200,000 people downloading it more than once?
Yes. Yeah. And then 22,870 here for Swope's Picks, and that is one of the top five most downloaded shows on the entire radio station. A show about our show that airs once a week, so therefore only one segment a week.
Yeah.
Is maybe, what is in the top five.
Maybe it's time
tip
for
of the cap to Buck Swope.
Could be time for somebody to do a show about Swope's show.
Whoa, that's like that Leonardo DiCaprio film, which was, of course, titled
Titanic?
Wet Pink.
No. I was thinking Titanic.
Inception? Thank you.
Well, it's a good show. He knows what he's doing. And I want to go on there again because I feel like I didn't bring my A game.
Well, you could go, I'm sure, live every Saturday night with
him. Yeah, why don't you do that? Well, he tapes it, though, baby. He tapes it.
You could go there when he tapes it, baby.
Does anyone know if he tapes it, baby?
He tapes it, baby.
Yeah, the Seamaster, because he tapes it with him. And the changing station, however, is live. Is that not correct, Plowing? Ladies and gentlemen.
That is accurate.
Yeah, there it is.
Don't ever tell a seven-year-old, don't ever go, because you feel like you're like at one with your kid. You go, hey, T, I got to tape an interview now. If you could keep it down, all right? And he looks at you like, I got it, Dad. I go, well, this is important, right? Let's,
sure.
I got you, Dad. And then as soon as you start, he's throwing stuff starts and screaming. Yelling at his mom and looking at you like, I don't listen to a word you say.
Wow. Mm. Gangsta.
All of a sudden, he looks like he's possessed by Satan because he's got that evil look like he can't even scold me now.
Oh, yeah.
Lucifer. 855-282-8255. That's the number you need to save in your phone, so you can just text in and be involved in the show. 855-282-8255. 855-CUB-TALK. Doug, that's how you can call in the appliance discounter phone lines. That's how you can text in as well. And we will be broadcasting live tonight for TMA Live at the Post in Creve Coeur. And then 2 weeks from tonight, we're at Hot Shots with Bonnie Raitt.
Bonnie Raitt.
Wow.
It's a heartache.
Wow. I can't make you love me if you don't.
About a song this morning.
Chairman of the board?
Bonnie Raitt.
Do you feel that since we did the remote at the school recently, now we're going to be at the Post and then Hot Shots, that maybe we're going to be overexposed? You ever worry about that, Doug? Overexposure?
I think we're going throughout the metropolitan area. This is the first time we've gone into Creve Coeur. I think we're popular in Creve Coeur. Kat, you probably would have good information on that.
Kind of a ritzy area. I don't know that.
There's a lot of good earners there. That's a heavy population of good earners.
Central corridor type. You know, I don't know that we'll be a big hit there, fellas.
And then we're in Fenton.
That sounds more like our territory.
2 weeks from tonight with the wonderful Bonnie Raitt. And the last thing I want to do is tip off 101. But we are in serious negotiations with another major adult film star to appear at the next TMA Live, which is December 1st at Hot Shots. So that's something you might want to cover for Sports Sunday.
You know, I'm not a big fan of that, but if it's that Julia Louise Dreyfus, who the one we had on the other
Julia
day.
Louise?
Julianne Dreyfus.
Yeah, because I would like to see her and Iggy go for dinner. So maybe if we bring her in, and you know what? If that happened, I would buy dinner for you two kids.
Yeah, for the deuce of them?
Yeah. Don't you think that would be a good match?
They seem to hit it off. Yeah. There were some sparks.
Would initials give it away, do you think? The one in December.
I don't think
Timmy.
It's going to give it away.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm in the midst of tending to crap. So usually I can do that and you guys kind of carry the show.
Is that the letter that you're putting in my file for being late?
It's just brutal, dude.
I don't think Doug and I would know the initials.
Crap. I really am.
No,
Julianne, I don't know if Julianne even does feature dancing.
I don't think
anymore.
She does anymore. Yeah. I mean, she's 47.
Yeah, you get to that point where you can't really move around anymore.
Oh, come on. At 47?
That's all the
47, you can't
relegated
move?
To a wheelchair.
Well, I mean, getting on the pole and doing all that stuff.
We've had professional athletes at age 47.
Well, she's not an athlete.
Nolan Ryan.
She lays on her back.
George Blanda.
Phil Negro.
George Foreman.
What about Phil Negro?
Yeah, I think he might have made it that old.
Well, I dig her.
I think he can still move
around. That's why I think that's a good match, because Maybe she doesn't move around as fast. She's looking to settle down. You're a guy who likes to just cuddle at home and maybe make a pie.
I suppose even if she can't swing from the pole, she could get the walker up there.
Well, I'm not saying she's that old, but if you see some of these featured dancers, they're always moving around from side to side. Some use the pole. You get 47, you can't be doing that anymore.
Wait, so you're saying at some point the lateral movement declines?
Yeah.
That's what happened to Patrick Ewing. You know, in the post, he was still a force, but he didn't have the lateral movement to pick up defenders.
So he stopped dancing as well.
Yeah.
Nobody wants a featured dancer who's just going to stand there and take your dollars. You want to move around.
That's why.
Be limber.
That's why she should come home to you.
I'm not saying maybe she still can. I've never met the woman. And what's sad is that I know most of the older porn stars, because I'm still in that era where I get home and I feel like watching Kay Parker.
Doug, give her go home and say, you know what? I'd like to watch a little Kay Parker.
No, I don't believe I'd know
Ray
Kay
Parker
if I saw...
Jr., oh, Ghostbusters.
Yeah. And then he was accused by Huey Lewis in the News of stealing the beat from New
Don't
drug.
Point at me, all right? It's still early.
But you would think a 47-year-old I would know, and I wasn't really familiar with Julianne.
One of my favorites. Hmm. Probably on my Mount Rushmore. Probably.
Ray Parker Jr. Are we still on
I
him?
Think I would go on Ray Parker Jr.
It's Jerry Curl. Call. Made a mullet of Jerry Curl.
It was about the only hit he had, though, wasn't it?
No.
He had another one?
He also had one or two. Mm-hmm.
Tim, we travel well. Creve Coeur ain't no thing. That comes from the White Collar Gangster. Doug, it's awesome. He's going to be at the TMA Live tonight. Who's White Collar Gangster.
Oh, jeez.
Nice.
Well, maybe he'll get busy.
You may change a dollar bill, but you'll never change the way I feel. You can't change that. I believe that was Ray Parker Jr.
Think about that. Yes, Mike.
Hello, Mike.
I will be at that place tomorrow, tonight.
You're going to be there tonight or tomorrow?
Tomorrow, tonight.
And I got a cape, say, by 90 on.
Very nice. You got to have a cape. Not enough men wear capes.
Is it a cake or a cape?
Well, and I'm going to settle for a birthday early over there, and I say 590, Mike Lee, Hall of Fame.
I don't know.
Heard the end of that.
Hall of Fame, he's wearing a cape that says Hall of Fame. There are a number of Halls of Fame in which the gentlemen, like in Canton, Doug, they wear a yellow jacket.
Sure.
I think it's the NBA Hall of Fame where they wear capes once they go in.
Probably there's a 590 Hall of Fame. There's some good ones to add to that list.
It's a good cape, too.
Well, the best kind of capes are the good ones. My credo.
Where'd you get it, Mike?
Deerberg's.
Yeah, Deerberg's. Aisle 3 is where they sell the capes.
It's a cake.
I'm pretty sure it's a cape.
They do that. It's a 590 in there.
Oh, this is your birthday cake?
Well... I won't celebrate early.
You do celebrate it a lot.
Yeah, and it's a fine. You can just check it out the cake and stay in there, you know. And
right.
Oh, yeah.
Are you going to wear your white underwear?
Well, I don't know. I'll keep that a little mystery for you, Mike.
What about your white dress?
I don't have a white dress, fellow.
Are you going to kiss a Kiki Check ass?
Put him down!
Is that a reference to Kiki Shepherd, who used to come out from Showtime at the Apollo? I think it was.
I think it was Kiki Vandeweghe. Very, very good score. He could fill it up, Doug.
Mike Lee has been suspended. He's been suspended a period of 2 days' time, and his name, even as we speak, is going into the Llewellyn's Pub suspension logule.
I probably shouldn't even ask, but what did he just say?
He talked about Kiki Shepherd. She was on Showtime at the Apollo. It's pretty straightforward. It's ABC Poker, baby. ABC Poker.
Check raise?
Guys, I'm coaching a CYC soccer game this evening, but I'll stop by the post after if I don't get lucky with one of the dads at the game.
Oh, jeez.
Thanks. That's the Barnhart Brawler.
Some of the dads are on the down low?
Well, according to Stephen Wildwood, 15%.
I don't buy that. I just don't. If you have a kid there, that means you're probably heterosexual, right? You have a child, you're married, a kid there. I don't think that's where you go to get lucky.
So hot, man.
I'm a little scared, though. It's the first time I'm going to coach my kids' team in basketball this coming season.
Oh, yeah?
And then the parents are like, so what are you going to run? And I'm just lying right to them like I've been thinking about it. I go, probably a triangle on offense, maybe a little motion. And then defensively, I think we ought to go just basic 3-2 zone. Right? That seems like I know what I'm talking about, right?
I would go 2-3 instead of the 3-2. At their age, there's not going to be a lot of fancy outside shooting going on, but there are going to be a lot of rebounds. You want your guys down low and cut off the baseline. Oh, cut off the
baseline. Give me some things to yell.
Get a good wide base.
Nice.
Get your base wider.
Good wide.
Get your hands up. All over him.
See, all these years.
All over him.
All these years I've mocked you, and now I need you. Now I need you.
Block out.
These are a couple things that will help.
Oh, no, we're going to be focusing on the transition. You know, that's the key. We're going to have to get to the offense, the offensive zone quickly.
Right. You'll be lucky to have one kid outlet, that can yell, dribble right, the ball.
If I go, outlet pass, is that a good thing?
Yeah, you could yell it. It won't happen. As soon as they get the ball, they're going all the way to the hoop. There'll be no passing involved. It's where can I shoot it? And heaven forbid I get a three-pointer, it's going up. I don't care if I'm 7 years old and I can barely throw the ball baseball style to get it to the hoop. If it's a three-pointer, I'm shooting the darn thing.
And you know what? I was nervous about it anyway, but now every time one of the dads comes up and asks me something, seriously, I look at him with suspicion, which is wrong.
Because you think he's got ulterior motives.
I don't know.
So Stephen Wildwood has done to us. Hey, Bud Light is the official beer of the Ryan Kelly Morning After. Have yourself a couple cold, frosty ones this evening at TMA Live at the Post in Creve Coeur. What's it going to be like to watch us perform our craft with no filter? You know, you get to see the work that goes in, and you get to hear the product that comes out. Wow. It's tonight in Creve Coeur at the Post.
I would think if you've ever seen a couple guys sitting at a table just talking, you've probably got the experience of what it'll be like.
No, people are going to show up just to get a look at that rump.
Whose?
Yours.
See, now I have to worry about you being on the down low.
Look, that's not my cup of tea. I'm just saying there's a lot of guys would show up just to get a look at you. I don't know how it happened, but it is true, right?
No, it's not true.
I look at you and I say, there's a guy who I can bounce some ideas off for coaching. But
well,
other
that
people,
makes more sense.
Yeah, but other people look at you differently. They objectify you.
No, hey, Tim, I've been patiently awaiting your arrival at Nobu since Monday. Don't know exactly what day you're coming, but rest assured, dinner is already paid for, and you'll be able to recognize me because I'll be wearing the shirt that says, I'm with Tim. Doug, that comes from Grandma's Secret Friend.
Grandma. Now, Grandma's Secret Friend, is a fella or a gal?
I can't tell you that. I don't know.
You know, it's secret.
Right.
Yeah. Does your grandma have a secret friend, you think?
Unfortunately, all of my grandparents have passed away.
Well, mine too, years ago, but they may still have had secret friends. They still had lives.
I don't believe so. I mean,
they didn't have lives?
No. I don't believe that was the case.
They probably wouldn't have told you anyway.
Yeah, hence
Timmy,
the term
Timmy,
secret.
Come here. I've got a secret lover.
My nana used to go to the senior center a lot, so who knows what was going on there.
Yeah. I don't know what Flossie was up to. She's that gal you saw in the covered wagon.
Yeah, the covered wagon.
We heard stories.
Yeah.
We heard tell.
She got around. I'm not saying that in a bad way. But she
now,
lived.
What are you saying about grandma?
I heard that she lived life to the fullest. That's
she
was, all.
She had 10 kids. I think she went for it, yeah.
Tim, the best part about the live broadcast is seeing you in person. That's from the Mustard Tiger.
Okay, Mustard.
The Mustard Tiger.
I've never been to the Post, but I'm looking forward to it.
Ever? Any location?
I don't think I have, no.
It's pretty good. A lot of great Americans there. It's a great venue.
Well, I'd like to taste some of the cuisine maybe tonight. Might help my base.
Yeah, it's a nice play. I'll probably get treats there, too.
Yeah. All right. Well,
guys, you can make fun of it all you want, but why do you think Vianney has a father-son dance? And let me tell you, St. Raymond's was none too happy my senior year father-son dance. What's St. Raymond's? I've never heard of that.
I don't
Lebanese.
Know that is.
Lebanese.
Oh, is that right? Yeah. Stephen Wildwood's a Lebanese gentleman?
I don't know. I go there every once in a while for, they do lunch in the basement.
What?
It's a Lebanese congregation?
Well, it's a Lebanese church.
We got enough people from Lebanon here to support a big church?
Yes, we do.
St. Raymond's.
I'm Lebanese. My mom was Lebanese.
You are?
Fun facts for no one tell.
Yeah.
I just got a text from Joe Stats. This is kind of exciting. Tim, I've already reserved you and AM seats for the 7th grade tournament. That's huge.
Right there, front row?
Yeah, I think they went on sale today, the St. Gabriel 7th grade tournament seats, and I was worried I wasn't going to get in.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it sells out every year. And I would assume every now and then the officials will come by and you'll whisper something in their ear and the scoreboard might change a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Just got to fix it. Yeah, we had a math error a little earlier.
That's a way to play it.
Last night, I really failed here. Anna Marie loves the band Green Day, which always kind of struck me as an odd thing because she was kind of young when they were really, I mean, when they, you know, came on the scene in 94, if I'm not mistaken. Was it 94 that Green Day?
I don't have any idea.
Pretty sure. She really wanted to go, and they were doing, they're doing this tour in which they're not playing, you know, big venues. We've seen them before, and they were at Scott Trade Center, so they were playing the pageant. But it, I think they set up the tickets so to make sure that they wouldn't be scalped, or at least to try to minimize the scalping by, you have to, I understood, maybe somebody will correct me, that you have to show your ID along with your ticket stub and your credit card that you bought the tickets from.
So why would they care?
To make sure that their real fans get in there. I hate saying that real fans because I just played into the STL Today comment section.
Who else would want to get in?
Yeah, like if you, no one's going to be forced. Like, hey,
like I think my buddy got the tickets. Those who are on like the fan list that get to have first access to it, as opposed to like ticket brokers.
Like fan
club
type people.
That's what I hear. Listen, obviously, I don't have a good. But the whole point of it is, for the last few weeks, I had a gentleman telling me he'd hook me up with tickets, no problem, and we'd even get to meet the wonderful Billy Joe. Which, you know, God bless, it'd be wonderful for me to meet him because I'm taller than him.
Billy Joel?
Those are so rare. No. Billy Joe, the lead singer of Green Day.
Yeah. Plucky guy.
I think he is plucky.
Yeah.
Uptown Girl, that guy.
No. He's from Long Island.
Yeah.
This gentleman's from Oakland. Oaktown, baby.
Okay.
Oaktown, baby.
It's close.
Wickets down, baby. Right. For the crown, baby.
Okay.
And that gentleman for whom...
the bell tolls.
Right. Was Timberfake. And you might be surprised to hear this, but he wasn't able to come up with the tickets, and I found that out yesterday afternoon.
He told you he had these wonderful tickets, and then I'll be darned, he didn't have them.
So that was shrewd.
Right. He's just playing into his identity as the bad guy for this upcoming boxing match.
February 4th. February 4th.
So now you don't have tickets, do you?
Well, the concert took place last night.
So you didn't get to go.
Correct.
And your wife was upset by this. She had counted on going.
No, not really. But I would have liked to have come through.
Yeah. Well, maybe one of your lemmings will now invent a time machine so you can go.
Oh, my gosh.
Tim, I spent 4 hours in the lab and I built a time machine so you guys can go.
Maybe this band should just come to your house and set up and play a little gig in the basement.
Yeah, if they played last night, they're still probably around.
Right, they're guys, probably streaming. They're probably live streaming.
Yeah. Bring me a Red Bull, too. It doesn't have time to get one. If you're listening, Green Day.
I have quite a few connections, and even I couldn't find tickets, and I wanted to go so bad.
Oh, is that right?
I could not
find tickets. How many people you think were there? I mean, how many people?
I think it only holds maybe 18 to 2 grand, doesn't
wow,
it?
Wow, that would
maybe
be pretty cool to see.
When they open the upstairs and
I saw
elbow
Lux
to
from
elbow.
The Point was kind of like live streaming here and there because Jay Boyd tweeted that out, and I said, hey, Jay Boyd, where are you watching this live stream? And so Lux, you know, from 105.7, she was... And some, like, older woman was up on stage, like, dancing and grinding with
she wasn't 47, was she?
I don't think so. Well, Timberfake's listening, but somehow not calling in, and just sent me a picture of him with Billy Joe. So,
of course.
So he got
it's almost
in.
Like rubbing it in my face.
Yeah, he got in.
Look how he towers over Billy Joe.
Yeah. Well, Billy Joel's not very big, even though he married Christy Brinkley.
Looks like they are at the Ritz-Carlton.
Of course. Or the airport, one of the two.
So he got it. Maybe he gave the tickets to somebody better.
How old is that front man, Tim?
I would guess he's got to be close to 50 now, wouldn't you think?
He looks pretty youthful.
Oh, yeah. I mean, this guy's got to stay in shape.
Who's at the Peabody? They had about half a dozen huge semi-trucks there yesterday unloading for some show.
Really? I don't know that one.
Three oh, some of the equipment luxury... for our remote tonight at the Post.
That's probably what it was.
That's a staging area.
The Peabody is.
Yeah.
And then after they set everything up.
Oh, man, he's only 44. How about that?
Huh, so he could still move laterally.
Right, because Julia Ann, of course, cannot.
Yeah.
I think Kansas was at the Peabody over the weekend, but I'm sure their trucks were
the band Kansas?
Now. Yeah, they. I think they screwed everybody over because they said they're going to play their entire Left Overture album, and they ended up playing like 7 new songs that nobody ever heard of.
That's got to be the worst, to pay a lot of money to see your favorite band and then not hear any of the songs that you wanted. It's kind of the old bait and switch, isn't it?
Bait and sweep.
Well, Kansas is still huge.
No. What do they sing? What are their...
Dust in the Wind.
Yes,
sir. Can you imagine going to a Kansas show and not hearing Dust in the Wind?
Yeah, I'd be mad.
The pageant holds 2,300 for a sold-out show. The face value on those tickets was like $85. And I think... And there probably are people who are listening who went. Well, I can tell because we're getting texts from people who are there. that the goal was to try and make sure that this would be something for the people who just really wanted to go and not something that the ticket brokers could take advantage of. And I don't know if that was accomplished or not. All I know is I hitched my wagon on the timber fake train, and that really wasn't an optimal strategy.
No, probably not the wisest Wait, thing
so
you've ever done.
That's the guy. So I went to get water. So that's the guy that said, Tim, I got you.
And not only did he have me, but that Anna Marie would get to meet Billy Joe Armstrong, the
What's
lead singer.
What's the sex show?
So he's listening, but usually he just calls in and then texts me and says, get me on. And that goes on for an hour or so. It's awesome. But today he's just texting me pictures of him and Billy Joe, and it looks like it's at the Ritz-Carlton.
Just kind of rubbing your nose in
That's right. Yeah.
I went ahead and went, Tim, but the tickets for you fell.
You were at Green Day. I wouldn't have expected
No, this is what he was saying. Oh.
So how did you explain this to your lovely wife? See, I know if with Aaron, my wife, my lovely wife, if I had said, hey, I got us tickets to that show you really wanted to see, I got them from Timberfake. We're all set. And then it doesn't come through.
No, see, I never said that. I said Timberfake says he's getting us tickets. And she knew. She knew what we were dealing with. So, you know.
Another disappointment in her life.
Absolutely.
Wow. Absolutely. That list is getting long.
Me not delivering.
How do you make it up to her?
Yeah. I mean, I think we finna go to Vegas this weekend.
That should do it.
Yeah.
Timberfake get the airline tickets for you?
No, this was I kept this one in-house. We land at 11:50 tomorrow morning in Las Vegas, and I have a tee time at 1:30.
Boy, that's pushing it.
I know. I don't know if I can pull that off. But I got to because the sun sets like 5:45, so if I really want to get 18 in.
Yeah, you have to. Well, you don't hit many strokes. Take many shots, Tim. You'll get around in 68, 69. It'll be a quick two
Should
and a half
be.
Hour.
I'd like to be around 400
tomorrow. Are you playing with Wayne Newton or Blue Man Group?
This guy that we met when we went out and played a course called Bear's Best on my 40th birthday last month. Doug, that was almost a month ago.
Jack Nicklaus course?
It is, actually. And it was him and his wife, and they were probably, I guess, in their late 60s, and he'd spent like 40 years working at the Jet Propulsion Laboratory. So the guy's like brilliant. Fascinating cat. Fascinating cat.
What jets is he propelling?
He played a role in the Voyager 2 mission, which, as I said earlier in the week, it'd be nice if people pay attention around here. That was passive-aggressive. That my science fair project in 1987, which I won a blue ribbon, which really my mom should have gotten since I had nothing to do with it, until she got involved and edited the title of it because it was called The Look at Uranus. Because I didn't know, A, what an anus was. Mm-hmm. And now, since watching more and more Veronica Avlov films, I've gotten
another reference. We
not related.
Yeah. Iggy knows. And probably about 3% of the audience does. But I didn't know that the planet was called Uranus. But Voyager 2, of which he was a part of, shot by Uranus in 1987.
What do you think Wayne Krabet is up to these days?
Pretty good receiver.
Scrappy, I'm sure. Probably issues. Labeled a hard worker and cerebral, if I had to guess.
Good hands.
Had a Hofstra.
Possession receiver.
We got to get him on.
I don't think he had anything to do with this Voyager mission.
You don't know that, though.
But that Voyager, it's just rocket science is all that it is. I don't think that it would take a whole lot of math to make that work.
So if you were doing your Mount Rushmore of great athletes named Wayne, you'd start with Wayne Gretzky.
Sure.
99, he was on Bill Simmons' show last night. Did anybody watch? Nurse, Nancy, Chase?
No. Perfect. Wayne Embry.
Mm-hmm.
Great NBA center.
Wayne Garrett was a third baseman with the Miracle Mets.
Wayne Babbage?
Yeah, I think that's it. That's the Mount Rushmore.
That's probably it.
But we watched Gretzky last night on Simmons' show, which I don't really care for, but I enjoyed that episode. I don't know what they're going to do with that thing, because it's kind of just like, remember The Pit on Sports Plus on Channel 5? Mm-hmm. It's kind of an old school reference. Mm-hmm. It's kind of like what that show is, except HBO spent millions and millions of dollars on it.
Do you really need to?
I don't know what that was. And I was reading about it, how it's kind of a defining moment for that show and for Simmons' relationship with HBO. And I'm trying to see what is actual data on its performance, and its performance hasn't been particularly good. And then how much is like schadenfreude from sports media guys who are angry that they're just like writing blogs and making no money. So I'm trying to like decipher, because you gotta separate the
read between the lines,
the Twitter shade of envy versus what is really going on. But I watch it, and I'm like, yeah, it's not that great. But Gretzky's so damn good as an interview and so effing likable for being the god of his game that he is. It was a fascinating discussion. Had a comedian on with him too, a guy that's really into comedy, or not really into hockey, excuse me.
Red Skelton?
I don't think it was Red Skelton.
No.
Bill Burr, maybe? Is that a name that rings a bell to anybody?
Yeah.
You do?
No.
Old Billy Burr. He was on there. Double B, they call him.
Burr Alive, sir.
Silver and gold. Silver and gold.
Oh, this is Paul from the wealthy part of West County.
Oh, hello, Paul.
With a stock tip for you.
Hello, Paul.
No. Hello, gentlemen. I was calling to talk golf in Vegas, Jim.
Mm-hmm.
You play the TPC...
Las Vegas.
Yeah.
My Uber driver dropped me off at TPC Summerlin, which was awesome.
Right.
But fortunately, TPC Las Vegas is real close, so it wasn't a big deal.
Well, yeah, you paid a little more to go to Summerlin, but did you get a chance to play Summerlin?
No.
Okay. It's also a wonderful course.
TPC Summerlin, wonderful course. Wonderful. I believe there's a PGA event there, is there not?
Yes, it used to be. I'm not sure if it's still there.
I think it is.
Someone get on that.
You've played them all, haven't you, Paul? As wealthy a gentleman as you are.
Well, yeah, Valley High I played, and that's the biggest waste of money ever. You talk about close.
That's just south of Mandalay Bay, right?
Yes.
That might get torn up if the Raiders move there. I think that's where the Raiders stadium's going to be built.
It should be torn up.
Really? I've never played it.
Money.
And I think the Wynn's golf course is going away here soon. I never understood that because that's just that land is so effing valuable.
What, they have their own golf course?
Yeah, the Wynn. Right behind the Wynn, there's a huge golf course.
It's legitimate
one? It's right
there
on the strip. Oh, yeah. I think it's 500 around. Well,
it seems like it'd be handy for the high rollers.
Yeah, but I don't think it's utilized enough to offset the value of that real estate right on the strip.
Well, and then I wanted to pivot to a different story. I'm not sure if you guys talked about this. Just don't say pivot.
Say I'd like to change directions or something. Let's not say pivot.
Pivot's fine.
Well, actually, Doug, pivot is now a common word, and it's actually timely and proper use at this time. So I'm going to use the word pivot.
Oh, well, what the hell?
Tim, what did you think of the porn star coming out and accusing Donald Trump? I thought if anyone should talk about it, you would.
I don't know. I mean, anytime I see Gloria Allred, I have to have a cynical approach. I can't help but that. Has anybody noticed when Gloria Allred is involved with these clients of hers, for whatever reason, I mean, for real, this is kind of media inside baseball, but, you know, the listeners and viewers can see it for themselves, that she's always in the two shot. Like, usually at a press conference, the individual, it doesn't matter what press conference it is, the individual is the focal point, the individual speaking, and then if somebody else speaks, they move down the table. It's Gloria Allred. She has her arm around the person, and she's always in the shot. And maybe she does that to make sure that she is in the shot. I don't know. You know, we've had Jessica Drake on the show. I think, you know, kind of like Julie Ann, I think she has her act together, but I have no idea on that stuff, man. I don't know.
And it is true. Google the name of any of the accusers, and you will find an image of them sitting
with Gloria Allred
beside Gloria Allred with her arm around the alleged victim.
Well, I found that one to be incredibly interesting because I think everything she said was correct. I'm just not sure how that is harassment. I mean, if someone walks up to you and gives you a kiss on the cheek and or the lips, it may be inappropriate, but it was very intriguing. Everything that she said was she never really suggested anything other than he might have offered her money.
Why was it intriguing? You're saying that it didn't seem like there was a lot there. Why was it intriguing?
Well, because he's being accused basically of being a sexual predator and being a rapist to some extent.
No, I don't think he's being accused of being a rapist, is he?
Well, I guess it depends on how far you take it, but really what all these people are coming out and saying is that he is very handsy and too aggressive in his, approach. And it's, you know, for anybody else who hadn't already denied that they ever did it, it would be completely irrelevant. I mean, for someone to walk up to a porn star and give them a kiss, would anyone ever consider that to be sexual harassment?
So what, because she's a porn star, she should have a different standard than others? Is that what you're saying?
No, but I think people's approach to a porn star would have that you could understand someone that approaches a porn star might assume that they...
Well, this is irrespective of the Donald Trump thing. That's neither here nor there for the purpose of just... But, I mean, what you're saying there, at least my understanding of what you're saying there, is that the law would, be different for the person who is in the adult film world versus somebody who is not.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I don't think that's going to hold up in court.
Well, it just, I found it interesting that the allegation against him with her was essentially a kiss. And we still, I'm not sure if I really know what the kiss was. And she's represented by Gloria Allred. In other words, would she take offense to that? Would she honestly take offense to that?
Being represented by Gloria Allred?
No, getting kissed.
I don't know, man. I don't know.
Yeah, but I found it incredibly interesting. I have no choice in this case but to vote for the guy that knows nothing about foreign policy, so I don't really care about either of the other two. But
That means Gary Johnson, I gather.
Yes.
Paul, we're getting a lot of texts about your stock tip on the Taser company. Apparently, it's down 18% since you announced that on the air, and a lot of people would like you to drink bleach.
Well, I appreciate that. I will try that this afternoon.
Got any better tips than that? Anything might be able to retire soon with?
I'm not done with my tips yet, Doug. I got a lot more to give you.
Well, let's hear one.
Well, I got to go now. I got another call coming.
How about a penny stock?
Bye-bye.
Seemed like he was scared because he said the last one tanked after he gave it.
Paul, you are a loser with no friends, the Dogtown Astro fan.
Well, we don't know that.
Paul, I hear 2016's had a Clorox has had a good year. Go try some. Is Paul serious here? It's from Manchild, 79. You know what? Who isn't intriguing nor interesting? Paul. Go suck, start a shotgun asshat.
Oh, come on now.
I don't really understand that because he was basically saying, I found it incredibly interesting that she said nothing. Right? I mean, that's the gist of what he said. I agree with you that anytime it's enough with Gloria Allred, you know, putting herself in, it seems like, yeah, there's something more to it.
You lose a little credibility when you trot her out as your attorney.
Tim, can you ask Bubbles to unblock me on Twitter? Thanks. That's from Pete Cosmo.
Hey, Bubbles, unblock Pete Cosmo.
Yeah, that's a real issue that we're concerned with.
I did interview really Allred important. One time. It was, you know how sometimes you have to promote what they're promoting, then you can get to other stuff, obviously. She had just come off, I think, the fourth Tiger Woods accuser that she had represented. And she was promoting People Need Living Wills. All right, so I started the interview, introduced her. I said, now, Gloria, living wills are really important. A lot of people don't get that. I let her do a spiel, and I said, all right, let's get to the newest woman in the Tiger Woods stable that she represents. Well, I'm not here to talk about that. I'm here to talk about the living wills. I go, I can't do 10 minutes on living wills. Mm.
And then getting the audio postcard went sideways.
It was pretty done after that. Mm.
And then you asked her out for dinner.
No.
Would you take Gloria Allred out for dinner?
I don't know what she would look like without makeup.
Oh, geez. Did she really think that people would begin calling her office to try to get a living will if she did the interview?
She's on a sports station in St. Louis. They didn't do much research into that interview, I don't
think. My guess is it was a living will company, and she was speaking on their behalf for fees.
And it doesn't matter. Check the box.
Good call.
Never bank your retirement on one stock. You need a diversified portfolio to be successful. You know that's from Doug? Matt Ehrenreich. And that's a guy who would know.
Yeah, I would think that could be from just about anybody. Yeah, thank you, man.
And Matt Ehrenreich is a great sponsor of this program. Very active on that fan pin as well.
Yeah.
And Doug, anytime I tag you in the fan pin, you come up a shade of gray because you're not an active member, and that breaks people's hearts.
Why would that break anybody's heart?
Because they want to talk it over with you and see what the word is.
What?
Matt Ehrenreich will tell you all the knowledge that you need, whereas Paul from the wealthy part of West County, unfortunately, has taken an 18% hit on that Taser recommendation.
That hurts.
St. Louis sports teams know it takes hard work to reach goals. It's a truth that applies to more than just our Redbirds and Blues. It goes for your financial goals as well. You work hard for your money. Transition. You deserve an investment strategy that lines up with your goal. Edward Jones Financial Advisor Matt Ehrenreich can help. If your investments aren't putting forth the effort, call Matt Ehrenreich, conveniently located at 191 Watson Plaza, Watson, across the street from Crestwood Bowl. His number, 314-965-0374. Matt and his team are anxious to find solutions for your retirement needs, so don't delay and call Matt.
Can I tell you a little story? I'm not saying this as a humble brag, because believe me, it's not a lot of money, but I do have a Edward Jones account where slowly but surely they've been draining it, and so I'm going to switch to Matt when I get around to it. So I called the guy I'm currently with and said, hey, how do I change? You know, I'm just going to change guys. Hadn't heard for this guy in a year, and now he's called every day. Yeah. Every day. So Matt, and that really ticked me off because I hadn't heard from him forever, so now I'm going to switch to Matt.
You've chosen.
I'm going to support. I'm going to support the people that support the show, Tim. That's what I'm going to do.
Another good thing about Matt is he's located right across the street from Crestwood Bowl. So you can go in there and get some financial tips and then roll a line or two. That's a nice house.
They got good fries over there?
They do have fries.
Yeah, fries at the Bowling Alley Attendant. I'll tell you, the Post fries are really good. Are they? I'm probably going to have a feast tonight.
Will you?
Yeah.
Boy, the lemmings can't wait to see what you choose.
Yeah. I can tell you. I'll probably get wingy wingy, and I'll probably get a cheesesteak. That's what I'll probably do.
How are the wings there?
They're really good. For real.
What kind of wing
are
we talking
about? They're on my, what the hell is it, Postmates. Yeah.
What kind of wing are we talking about? Like a true wing? Like a
peg leg?
Not kinda breaded like, and...
I honestly don't remember, but I know that I really enjoy them.
I might try that.
Yeah, you'll see what the word is here in about 12 hours, baby. TMA Live tonight, the Post Sports Bar and Grill. That is where we'll be. Hey, I need a... can I ask for a favor, Doug?
Well, if it's not too hard.
And I feel like I'm offering something that is a good deal for the audience. Okay. We, you know, we have this DraftKings game every week on... I only promote it on the fan page. At least I try to only promote it on the fan page, because that way we don't. If I tweet it out, it makes its way into the guys who are like professional daily fantasy team players, mm-hmm. and then that's going to reduce the EV for our audience. So if I keep it on the fan page, then it's, you know, for the fine Americans who remember the fan page. So I put this out there, and that's how you can click the link, and you go see it right now. And we fill up a 300-person game every weekend. I just posted it last night. We already have 56 people in there, and I would imagine we'll fill it up again. But the promo code for our game is quarterback, and that is how DraftKings tracks what kind of return they're getting from their advertising dollars with this award-winning presentation. So what I'm trying to do for the audience, strictly out of our funds, is to... contact or you can go to the fan page, see how it all works, and then we will send you a check for the first part of your deposit to get you on board to create an account and be part of the TMA League. It works for you. You get taken care of. We get taken care of. DraftKings gets taken care of, Doug. Everybody gets taken care of, which is exactly what Sylvester Stallone said at the end of 1985's Best Picture, Rocky IV.
Everybody gets taken care of?
Explain that again, because right. I haven't signed up yet, and I will. So
thank you, sir. Thank you, Patriot.
Do what do I do? Where do I go?
All right. Go to DraftKings.com.
DraftKings.com.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Create an account, when you create your account, it'll say enter promo code. The promo code you enter, quarterback, and you'll get a free team. But what I'm telling the audience is you go to the fan page, and you'll see how I will cut you a check to offset part of your first deposit. But we need to show and prove that we're delivering. Now, I mean, if we fill a 300-person league, that speaks for itself. But that's the game. So what I'm telling you is, here's how we play the game. And then you get to play the game, and DraftKings gets to play the game.
That's a little too much for me to process, especially this morning.
So those of us who aren't on the fan page, we should join the fan page and get a check.
Right.
And then take that check to DraftKings.com, promo code quarterback.
That's right.
And win the darn thing.
And yeah.
And make money that way.
And first
as well.
Place is $300. And the buy-in is $10. And I've got that at a 7,000.
What's the game now? I mean, you say...
Football?
No, I get that. But, like, that's the name of the game.
That's the name of the game. What song was that? What am I thinking there?
That was Different Strokes.
By the way, if I could ask, I didn't get a Red Bull, so if anyone, you know, is out and about around the radio station, you want to bring me a Red Bull, could really
We're
use
kind
it.
Kind of in a secret location.
No one is going to pass
But when
by.
We move here in 4 months, and I think we're signing the lease very soon, we will be at a central location, Doug, and we will have a window.
To the world.
To the world, with a patio right there that the listeners can pony up and hang out. And hang out. Plowhawk talking to the microphone. You've been doing this long enough to know that, baby.
You're making a patio on your studio? Is that what you're...
Yeah, I guess we haven't had a conversation about where we're moving, have we?
No, I haven't.
All right, fair enough.
Can we say
we'll
our
talk
studio?
About, we'll talk about it. Talk about it in the break. We'll talk about it in the break. No. It will be about a half mile from my house.
Huh.
Not a coincidence.
No, I wouldn't think so.
I think I'm all for that.
And since we live fairly close,
no.
You'll be like, Doug, you'll like it too.
Sure.
Yeah. Like a 5-minute drive for you.
Yeah, that'll be great.
And then are we going to name the patio? We'll call it the Vaughn Patio.
I think that's a nice idea. Where would you like to meet for drinks? How about the Vaughn Patio?
Yeah, that'd be fine. Maybe a statue of me out front there?
Or now we're talking.
Do all statues have to be of Tim?
No, I think there should be a statue of you on Vaughn Patio. Okay. Maybe you dressed in like a cowboy or something. With a lasso.
I don't do a lot of ranching.
Doug, we got a break. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Carter Hutton, he's a netminder. He's going to be with us at 8:15, brought to you by GFI Digital. Charlie Marlowe going to be with us. He's in transit from Cleveland to Chicago. Game 3 of the World Series tomorrow night. Series now even at 1 apiece. Tim McKernan, Jimmy the Cat Hayes, Douglas Elvin Vaughn with you. You are listening to the Ryan Kelly Morning After.